B-Pod Studios.
The theme song. Club Cuz.
I gotta get my man Brian up here before we go to bring the heat. Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's going on, Cuz?
Yo, Brian.
Yeah, one thing about Harper, I like him, but I have visions of Greg Jeffries and Lance Parrish in my head. I'm just scarred, you know?
I know. Listen, do we need more numbers out of him? I mean, Tyrone's right. We need more power numbers out of him. My only point is that I just think they got so many issues, and I at least know he busted every. He'll bust in the field. I don't ever doubt that.
I don't have a problem with him. It's one of my Philly scars that I have.
Yeah. They're Lance Parrish, deep scar.
It's a very deep scar. It was horrible. Yeah, for the boardwalk, the guys that sell the T-shirts are creeps. Absolute creeps.
Aren't they?
It was last day to shore, right? You're broke. You're down on the boardwalk, getting ready to leave. A daughter wants a One Direction, like, mesh tank top. The guy starts adding with a calculator, his feet, his toes, an abacus. 96 dollars.
What?
Yes. And, you know, now you're sitting there, you're looking at your daughter, right?
Exactly.
You're looking at $96.
Yeah.
I told him no. I said, I'll give you $30 for it. Next thing you know, we're face-to-face arguing over a One Direction T-shirt on the boardwalk. And he's going to call the cops because I'm not paying him $96 because he already made up the shirt.
Yeah.
So I end up getting a shirt for like $62. $62 for a mesh tank top.
The same exact experience. And the guy, like,
he gets in your face.
They're like real. This dude was a flaming J.O., right? He had it's nighttime. He's got the sunglasses on, right?
Right.
And he sounded like, did you ever see the movie Taken?
Yep.
All right. He sounded like one of those dudes.
Yep.
You're wrong, right? Like,
yeah, I'm getting strong arm for a One Direction T-shirt.
Exactly. I'm the same way. And I'm looking at my kids. I'm going, like, I'm not going to argue for my kids about. And they do that. They are horrible. Whatever you do, do not go into a T-shirt store on the boardwalk. Do not.
I felt bad because I did argue. You know, I went Frank Rizzo on them.
But you shit. Oh man!
You're a real crumb bum.
If it was the beginning of the vacation, I might have been a little more. But you know, the last day of vacation, everybody's spent, and you're a little bit aggravated. And,
yeah, the kid. Yeah. You know, the whole thing. You just spent way too much money on nonsense.
My daughter still brings it up. She's 17 now. She was 7 then.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah, remember when you wouldn't get me the T-shirt on the boardwalk and yelled at the guys?
I know. They're terrible, Bri. They're absolutely terrible. And they do it. They strong-arm you in front of your kid. They're horrible people. Horrible.
I had no idea it was coming either. I was half paying attention and, you know, 90-some-odd dollars later for it. And it was a mesh tank top.
Oh, I left out the best of it too, Bri. The guy tried to rip me off for $20. He's supposed to give me $40 back, the way he gives you the $20 to make it feel like there's two $20s there.
Yeah,
and I go, yo, dude, give it up, I'm already. Listen, you already shook me down. You can't shake me down any further.
Yeah, and then now you're.
They would steal from me.
From the spoon.
Right,
unreal.
Yeah, terrible, brother. All right, Bri, you going to FanFest?
I'm going, yeah.
Yeah, I figured. All right. You're the man. Right. See you, buddy. Brian's one of the classic callers. Classic. That's what. Watch those T-shirt guys, Andrew. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I don't have the kids yet.
The kids are like, you know. And you know, listen, you know they're a ripoff, all right? Like, you know they're a ripoff. So, whatever. Right? Like, you get it. You know it's a ripoff. But for your kid, you do. All right, whatever. But there's a line.
See, I did find a steal couple summers ago, Wildwood. I like the long sleeve beach shirt.
Oh, yeah,
I'm a big fan of the long sleeve. So I did the 2 for $5. 2 shirts for $5.
No, it could have been on the boardwalk.
No, it was on the boardwalk. One of the first one, first store, getting on the Wildwood boardwalk from the crest.
And they didn't try to rip you off?
2 for $5. So Wildwood on the front, that was it. Now there's holes in it already after 2 years, but I mean.
Well, it lasted 2 years?
Yeah, I paid $2.50.
That's actually a shocker. Because you would figure.
It's right in the sleeves where all the holes are at.
No, you would figure that, you know, the first time you wash it, it shrinks up. That's what you would think.
Yeah. It's still hanging in there.
All right. Let's do a little Bring the Heat, shall we? It's 1 o'clock.
It's time now.
And you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. And yes, bring the heat.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
What do we got, baby?
We have Andrew Knapp as our backup catcher. Would Andrew Knapp start, I mean, even make a roster on any other MLB team? And then our big splash, our big move was trading for Brad Miller. What is going on with this team? Dave needs to go. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. What's next?
Anthony and Gabriel.
Oh.
If we do, we do. And if we don't, we don't. And by the looks of this team, we sure won't. 1 week till training camp. Go Birds.
Go Birds, Gabriel.
Anthony and Gabriel.
I love Gabriel. The only thing, I'll tell you this, Andrew. I will admit, if something should happen and the game gets lopped off and he's headless, out, I will miss, like, Gabriel, and I'll even miss Jason doing the Gabe.
Now, the Gabriel will check in on special occasions. He has to.
Yeah, but the problem is that, you know, we used to do the Chip Kelly, like, all the...
Sam Hinkie's brain.
Yeah, we still do all that stuff. And then, you know, once they're gone, after a while, they're out. They're out. Like Chip Kelly's thumb. We used to have Chip Kelly's thumb checking.
Because he looks like a thumb.
He does. He does, right? But he's definitely a thumb. He's a thumb guy. Yeah.
I am so incredibly tired of watching this incompetent coaching staff for the Phillies. We have spent so much money. We deserve better. Hey, why don't we go out to the Cubs and pick up Joe Maddon, a Pennsylvania boy? They don't even want him out there. And by the way, he's won a World Series and won the American League Championship. Let's go get a coach that has coached before and has won it all. You spent all this money. Spend the money on coaching, or we're not going to go to the ballpark.
Yeah, see, here's the thing. They don't want Maddon. They don't want Joe Girardi. They want a guy that they can control. It's not about, you know, cheaping out on the manager. They want a guy that they can control. You think Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail could control Joe Girardi? No. He'd laugh at them. You think they could? They need a guy that they can control. That's all.
And by the way, if people are sick of Gabe Kapler and moves and analytics, Joe Maddon is times 10.
Yeah.
I would not want to watch him.
Well, the moves are they're insane.
Like, honestly, I would not want him as my manager just because it'd be a headache.
Yeah. You know.
I know he's had success.
Yeah.
I think he hurts his team, too.
You know what's weird? His lineups are strange.
Yeah, that's why I think he hurts his team. I think he's trying to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, I don't deny that. I mean, I like Girardi. But,
listen, what he did with the Rays, getting them to the World Series, incredible. But come on.
Well, he's the one who started hitting pitchers eighth.
Right.
Whatever. It's not even about analytics. It's about control of what you, how you're going to be taught, where you're going to teach, how you're going to go about it.
Anthony and Andrew, yo, it's CVT from out here in Scottsdale, Arizona.
the Phillies are so hard to watch and they're so hard to get behind right now. You know what that reminds me of? The Flyers. Who's going to have a more successful season this year? The current Philly season or the upcoming Flyer season?
I got no faith in Flyers. Do you?
No. But what he said, I was actually thinking about that earlier. The Phillies and the Flyers are almost the same team right now. You're just frustrated. You're saying, when is this over?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the Phillies at least
The Flyers at least have a new coach.
Yes. And the Phillies have a core. Well, I guess the Flyers have a core, too.
You know.
I'm more confident in the Phillies' core moving forward. But the brass, not so much. Flyers brass we're not too thrilled with.
Yeah.
Go right on. Above Vigneault, like, how are you feeling?
You know.
We'll see what Chuck Fletcher does.
You know how I'm feeling? E-A-G-L-E-S. Andrew, play the song.
Listen to this moron. You don't think Markelle Fultz having a basketball camp is a story? That's atrocious. People need to know this guy came here and robbed this city blind. Our first round pick took it from us, robbed the lottery. The guy's having a basketball camp in Philadelphia. You don't think the people should be informed about that? I think it's a laughing stock, and it's a good story. Get the hell out of here, you bum.
Thank you, brother. I will say this, though, for the record, the basketball camp is at DeMatha, where he went to school, in Maryland. DeMatha High, baby.
Do any Philly parents send their kids there
for
the camp? I hope not.
No.
Hey, caller Jeff, it's about 11:34. You're a f***ing jabroni. You don't call up Anthony talking like that. You program the radio then.
Thanks, brother. I gave a shot. I was like, listen, you don't want to talk Phillies. What do you want to talk about? Listen, everybody knows. We'll talk whatever you want. Always up for Eagles and always up for Sixers. Goes without saying. Always up for NFL or NBA. Today's the Phillies day. Unfortunately, we got to talk about it. I would love to be talking about how good the Phillies are going in the second half. But they have now lost 3 of 4. And last night was in an inglorious fashion. Shameful fashion. The sixth time they've had a position player pitch.
Let me ask you something. Do you have any confidence left in this team? Like any?
Dude, we used to argue, you and I.
Yeah.
You tried to make me be a heel because I didn't like this team.
Well, I'm asking you that for a reason because Zach Eflin, who said he took a lot of positives from his outing yesterday, which is a joke in itself, had another terrible comment during his little presser yesterday. You want to hear from Eflin?
You know.
I know you don't want to, but I just want to get your reaction to this.
Sure.
How are you feeling?
We're all calm. There's no need to panic. We know how good we're going to be, and, you know, it's just going to, you know, it's going to take that one time, that one game that everything clicks and, you know, and then it's going to be a fun rest of the year.
Yeah, you know.
I can't get behind that.
See, here's the thing. Before I start to, like, shred it, I start to think, well, what's he going to say? First of all, he shouldn't even be talking. God bless him that he's out there willing to take his medicine. So I respect him for it. But what's he going to say? He's not a policymaker of the clubhouse. I mean, you know how it works. If you're an established veteran, you speak. And you're going to speak for the group. I mean, what's Eflin going to say? You know, that's why I kind of back off and I don't kill him. Because at least he was there.
I feel like I took a lot of positives from today.
Come on, dude.
I know.
Come on. Please. Please.
What are you going to do?
I'd rather hear Gabe tell me that the sun will come up tomorrow, which he did.
Yeah, that was horrible. The sun come up tomorrow. Come on.
I'd rather hear that than I took positives out of my 7-run outing.
This is like, you know, these guys, they don't remember how many outs. They don't bust it. All right? And here's Gabe. We're working hard. The sweat is glistening off their muscles. Michael, we're working hard. Yes. The sweat is glistening off the players. Come on, man. Seriously. What a joke. Scott, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Scott A.
What's up, man?
What's up, Scott?
How you doing, buddy?
Good, brother.
I wanted to talk about Phil's, but real quick, Ant, Markelle Fultz basketball camp?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is great.
Well, like, the next...
No, go ahead.
The next thing you hear is that Gabe Kaplan will open up a managerial camp in the fall. You know what I mean?
Markelle Fultz and family invite you to join him and some of his NBA friends in a week of fun, learning, mentoring, and competition.
That's the most, those are all the things that guy doesn't do. You know that?
No, it's absurd. And here's why he deserves to get mocked. Because, listen, he made a lot of money. Like, you got to focus in on your game. Stop worrying about charging people $200 to go to a camp. Worry about your game, all right? Become
right.
A real player. And then, listen, you want to have a camp? You have a camp. But you can't have a camp when you haven't shot a basketball.
You're so right.
Come on.
You're so right. Listen, about the Phils real quick. Let's not forget about the bunt. Nobody was covering first. Let's not forget about the guy stealing home when the guy stole second. Okay, let's not forget about those two things either.
That's right. That's right, brother.
Okay, it's called fundamentals. And
yes.
Now, another thing. I want to talk about the Phillies' farm system. They get 40 picks a year, I heard, correct?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay, and this team with Klentak and everything have been in there for how long? About 4 or 5 years now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So you're talking about 200 players plus your international players, right?
Right. You have an international. You basically get investment dollars that you're allowed to put into your signing foreign players.
Okay. So let's just say, for argument's sake, it's 250 players over the last 5 years. How many players are homegrown on the Phillies right now? Out of all those players.
Well, I mean, you look at it, right? And you know, I mean, right off the bat, of the big league players that are homegrown, you got Franco, you got Reese, you got Hernandez, Nola, Kingery. You know, that's basically your core right there.
Okay, but like, Ant, you're...
No, listen, you're right. I mean, you don't need to go any further. I mean, you're right. They can't develop an outfielder. Think about their outfield. They can't develop an outfield.
Yeah, but it's more their pitching, and is what I'm talking about. They've throughout the years have never developed great pitching.
Never.
All I remember is Hamels and Nola. Who else?
No, you're right. No, you're dead right about that.
We're like every other team is like developing these pitchers. I just don't get where their scouting system is.
Even when pitchers fall in their lap, like they had Charlie Morton here. Now he was hurt, all right. And so he had a groin injury, but they had Charlie Morton here, and they let him walk. Now Charlie Morton is a valuable piece, right?
Right, and that's just
this
one
is exactly
name.
What they need. No, this is just recent, and this is Klentak. This is the genius.
Well, the guy's turning out not to be a genius. And you know what? It's so frustrating to see Gabe Kapler manage, because he's lost, Ant.
I know.
And plus, do you really think, is it possible for the players to get together behind the scenes and say, we're going to do everything possible to get this guy fired because we just don't want him as a manager?
You know what? I don't in fact, Scotty, I don't think that's the... Listen, I don't even think he's a he's the main problem. I don't think that you would even, like, you just ignore Gate and his ridiculous nonsense. You just ignore him. You're not trying to get him fired. He's like on the pay me no mind list. Yeah, that's what Gabe is. Now, his problem's way bigger than that. Pat, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Pat.
Yo, guys, what's going on?
What's up, brother? What are you doing, man?
Nothing much.
You working the Fultz camp?
He's teaching shooting. Is he teaching shooting there? I told you he was a creep before he got to Philadelphia.
Pat is assistant coach at Newman Goretti and a great basketball guy.
Yeah, he did my man Mike Jones the service down there when he got drafted. He didn't mention the math at one time, and those are the guys that kind of made him into what he was. Talking about his trainer and, you know, his AAU guys and all that stuff. He just struck me as a creep from that day. I don't even get me started with him.
I had to at least go.
For the Phillies right now.
Go for it.
Let me tell you something. Is there any way we could I'm on my way to South Philly now. You know, is there any way I can go pick them guys up and drive them to the airport? Clintac, Kapler, Olson. Dave Roberts put on a clinic last night teaching him how to manage a baseball game. I mean, basically situational stuff, button, hitting behind runners, double steals. Things you do that he won't do because he's so afraid to give up an out as managing it. He's the only guy that's ever played baseball that doesn't want to manage like a guy that played baseball. Like, you look at the Dave Roberts and Joe Stewart. They go out there and they were all bench guys, position, you know, situational players, not big timers, sat on the bench, learned, you know, and they all know the game. This guy sat there. What was he doing? Spreading coconut oil, get ready
for the game. But I do think, the game is directed above him. Now, I'm not saying every move is a text message, but I think situationally it's directed to him.
I think he's afraid to make moves. I think he doesn't want to make moves. He doesn't want to put himself out there. And I think this team, the whole attitude of this team is a reflection of him because he's always making excuses for these guys. Like, Franco shouldn't play tonight.
I agree with you.
Sean Rodriguez, as bad as he is, he should be playing third tonight.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you, but I think the problem goes well above Gabe. I think the problem's Clintac and McPhail.
Oh, I agree, but I just have such venom for him, you know, because he sits there and he's the face of it now. Every time he gets in a press conference and he opens his mouth, I want to punch a hole in my TV because all he does is make excuses. He's like, you know, this guy, you know, he's been our best player, so that's why it's okay that he's run that ball out. This guy's done that. It's like, just, you know, call him out once in a while. They need it. They need it once in a while. Call him out.
When you have it over and over and over again, where you have instances where guys just don't bust it, you don't know how many outs there are. It's national TV.
Yeah.
I mean, they were getting crushed last night by the ESPN guys.
The thing is, I think you hit it on the head. Everybody wants to come at Harper because Harper's out there. He's playing. He's trying. He's doing what he can.
I just think he's a ball player. That's all.
Yeah, you know. I agree.
Money aside, contract, you know, he's a ball player. He's going to bust. He's going to play ball. That's what he's going to do. You know, does he need to hit more home runs? Yeah. But they got issues well beyond him.
It's not from lack of effort on his behalf. It's just, you know, like I said, I guess because Kapler's the face of it. And just because the way he speaks in the press conference, I think all my venom's directed at him. Because he says it presents nicely one more time. I
might not. Why? He's absurd. Thanks, Patty. Good talking to you, brother. I mean, he's absurd, is what Kapler is. You know, like, he just talks nonsense. Yeah, I got to ask a question about that. The three outs. Like, here's the thing. You're embarrassed, right? Like, your team didn't know the third out. You lost track how many outs you had. You guys just say that's unacceptable. I mean, how hard is that? Yes, you're right. That's unacceptable. Boom. I gotta ask questions there to find out. What are you gonna find out? Guys aren't into the game. They're not in tune to the game. That's it. Guys aren't busting it for you. Unacceptable. Then go do something about it. That's it. You know, how many instances are we going to have? Cesar, who stinks, does it. Segura, who you could just see.
Did it twice.
Right. And you could just see he's got nothing for Gabe. Like, you know, he is what he is. You're not telling G. Segura what to do.
That's where we are right now, is looking forward to the sun coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, all right.
The sun will come out tomorrow. So you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
That's where we are right now is looking forward to the sun coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't even. All right, I need a timeout. T.O., need timeout. Timeout. Go ahead, Nat, take over.
97.5, The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
I will tell you this. Make sure you stay tuned for Mikey Miss, top of the hour. Tyrone and Nat. Mikey is, listen, he loves, we all love baseball. Mikey loves baseball. Loves it. And he's angry. See, he was angry that day. He is.
Well, it's top to bottom yesterday. Pitching was bad. They couldn't hit. Fundamentals on defense. Mental errors left and right. Didn't hustle. Like, every asset where you could have screwed up, they did yesterday.
Yeah. I know.
Like, there wasn't like a, well, at least they scored 7 runs. And they just lost 16-7.
No, listen, you know what's funny? So I got the ESPN on here. And I just saw like football. I don't even know what was going on. I just saw football.
Guy pumped up a little bit.
And I just went, wow.
I'm not going to lie.
I can't wait.
I haven't purchased a new Madden since probably like Madden 12.
Oh, really?
I still play Madden 12.
Yeah.
But going through those ratings yesterday, like the player ratings,
you got the itch.
Even though the 82 for Carson was ridiculous, not even the itch to buy the game, just the itch for football.
Yeah, the itch to play.
Like I was getting jacked up yesterday.
Yeah,
I'm like, ooh, Carson, he's got to prove people wrong now.
I can't wait for the whole thing. College, just saying it. Just the I love the see August is fun. Like the last couple weeks of August, I always love that last week too when you have college football start. You go down to shore, a Labor Day weekend. It's a nice weekend.
I saw last week.
Like, you know, football's coming.
Oh, yeah. My the way we always did vacation growing up, the final week of vacation was week 4 of the preseason. Or the first week, we did 2 weeks. First week of the vacation was week 4 of the preseason, and then they had the week off. And then the following week, we got back for football. So it was perfect.
Yeah,
I got back for football.
Yeah, it's great. I always like to do that, where I like, you know, my August sojourn. Get away from it. And this is why I know when I come back, we got football. And the funny thing about it is, you know, it's not even just football. It's the, you know, it's like, all right, playtime's over. We got all this, and we got everything back. Football. Like, I love baseball playoffs. I love baseball playoffs. Not that they're going to happen here. But I love baseball playoffs. And, you know, you guys started baskets, hockey. It's the greatest.
I saw Temple, their football Twitter account, put out a tweet. Yes, it was last week. 50 days till week 1.
What do they got open?
Oh, it's a huge battle against Bucknell.
Yeah, see, I hate that.
I do too.
You can't play Division I AA schools.
Week 2 is going to be interesting. Temple, Maryland.
You have their schedule?
I got the first couple games. Temple Bucknell week 1.
Right.
Temple Maryland week 2 in Philadelphia. So that's going to be, at least it's at home.
Little Terps.
Temple at Buffalo week 3. Buffalo's good. Decent squad.
Yeah.
Temple will then host Georgia Tech week 4.
Ah, that's right. The Georgia Tech thing.
Then they're at East Carolina.
With a new coach.
Yeah. At East Carolina. That's always a monkey game.
With their own coach.
Oh, that's right.
It's not just that.
He went Collins.
Right.
Went over Georgia Tech. That's right. And then week 6, they host Memphis.
I would say it's a violation, except he was an Atlanta guy through and through, Jeff Collins. He was. I don't know. The only thing I can be honest with you, I really miss Matt Rhule.
Well, I don't blame you.
Like, when Matt was here, well, Matt's a really good coach, man. You watch, he'll be in the NFL. He's already turned that Baylor program around in just a couple years. He'll have a good year this year. I'm telling you. They'll go to a bowl. They'll win a game. They'll have a winning record in a tough Big 12. I miss, when he was at Temple, it was the greatest.
Well, I do too. But at least they made a good hire in Jeff Collins, you know, defensive guy from Florida. Like, that was, not that that was the sexiest of hires, but it was a nice hire.
It was a good hire.
This Rod Carey guy, I'll see how he does.
Yeah.
That wasn't a sexy hire.
Well, that's the problem is that you're not, you know, you're limited. I mean, you know, then the Miami job opens up and you're not expecting that because that was a good hire. So, all right, let's go to, where are we at? Carlton, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Carlton.
My brother, cuz, what's going on?
What's going on, Carlton?
Andrew, what's up, my brother? Just wanted to kind of chime in, and I got a baseball question for you guys after this, but I gotta vent because this team is pathetic. This team, the effort has been pathetic. I don't know what's more pathetic, Markel Fultz having a basketball camp or this team. Yeah. I don't know which one, but I'm frustrated because there's no effort, and I blame the front office. There's no effort getting trades last year. We could have had Cole or Jay Happ. There's no effort this year from the guy. This front office is getting on my nerves. With that being said, I got a question for you guys. Now with this team and the pathetic performance yesterday, with the trade deadline coming up, would you guys make a trade at this point?
Yeah, here's the thing. I would still make a trade, but I'm making a trade for all of the anybody that can help me out next year, right? So I need pitching. So if the pitching can make me help out next year, I'd make that trade.
Okay, so you would make the trade just for next year, but if it doesn't help out at all, like if it's just like somebody that we rent, you wouldn't do it.
Right. Well, listen. And why would I rent? I'm not going to rent for this season. Now, if I can get a guy that I know that I have control and contract wise, you know, Marcus Stroman, you know, I'm in. Matthew Boyd, you know, I'm in. But those guys are going to cost you. I don't know what they got. So, I mean, the only reason why I'm looking at, I'd still look to build the team for the present and the future, near future.
Exactly. Okay, great. Well, I'm done with this team. Thank God football season. Well, training camp is next week. Thank God. So I'm ready for that. I'm ready. Andrew, try to fit the song in for me today because I need some cheering up because this team just makes me cry.
Yeah! Always good to hear the song. How about it?
That didn't heal me.
Nah?
No.
Make you smile for a second.
Yeah, I'm pumped for the Sixers.
But no
Something
second.
Wrong.
Yeah.
But, yeah. The yes sir is too much.
Yeah.
I should have played taps.
Wow. Yeah.
At this point.
So you have no, I just want to, for the record, because you and I have been going back and forth on this really since the shot, since Kawhi. We've been going back and forth, you and I.
Yes.
Now you are, in your mind, you're out.
What do you mean by out?
Meaning they got no shot.
If they don't make a trade for a third starter,
so
I'm out.
So you're saying if. You're still putting that caveat out.
Well, let's see what they do at the deadline.
So that's still part.
Because, believe it or not, they are still in the wild card today. Now, I think they'll probably end up losing the next three, if not two of the next three, to the Dodgers. And then who knows where they're at after this series is over.
They can't get swept, can they?
Come on. Dodgers could put up, they put up 16 last night. They can put up 32 tonight.
What did I say yesterday? I hope the Dodgers, what did I say? Could put up 50?
Yes.
For the series?
Yes. It's possible.
You know, it's not out of the question with a 16 spot in Velasquez pitching right now.
Our best possibility, you and I were on the same page, was splitting the series.
Yeah.
You're already down one.
Velasquez saves tomorrow? Because Nola's Thursday.
Pavetta.
Well, that's right.
Against Kenta Maeda.
Yeah, that was funny because remember, Pavetta pitched real well against the Dodgers in L.A.
And then he made the... He pitched that
Sunday. Right, he pitched that Sunday, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Sunday of the three-game series in L.A., and he pitched real well.
And then the bullpen was a disaster.
Right, the bullpen blew that game.
What else is new? Like, you know what?
Here's the thing. Do you expect Pavetta to pitch well against them again?
No.
No.
No. You know what the shame of this is? Yesterday, you had a guy named Edgar Garcia pinch in relief yesterday. right? Because you had to. Because it was mop-up role.
You had Roman Quibb.
Here's the problem. The last 2 months, Edgar Garcia has been coming out of the bullpen, not in mop-up role situations. That's how bad your bullpen is.
Yeah.
I get all the injuries, and I feel for him.
Yeah.
But you have Edgar Garcia pitching in not in mop-up roles and in roles that matter. That's how bad your bullpen is.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. Hey, don't forget Burger Ball is back. Sunday, September 15th at the Navy Yard. That's right. Enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools, the latest technology. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to phillyburgerbrawl.com. And hey, don't forget, how excited for you, Fan Fest, man. I'm talking to Coach. He's got all kinds of, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's outrageous. Saturday, August 24th. Tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. Xfinity Live, 1 to 5. Make sure you're there. Jaws and Sal Pal. Tom McGinnis, the Zoom, the Bell's going to be there. All kinds of great stuff. I believe that right, Andrew.
Yeah, and it's all presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Had a guy. That's the way to take the assist. Dunk it. All right, let's talk about your roof for a second. Then we'll get right back to you. Because, listen, I know it's not sexy. You need a new roof. You're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Who am I going to call? And you're like, oh, really? I got to get a new roof? I got it. It's Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. My man, Anthony Labruciano. When I tell you, this guy's an artist. So he starts his company because he has to. Because he's doing work on the side. And he's doing such good work that people are like, he's so in demand. Like, you got to do the work to take care of my roof. And next thing you know, boom, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. And now he's your local CertainTeed five-star select Shingle Master. Shingle Master. That's a title. Do you know only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve that status? The real impressive part, Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're five-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising their work, communication. You're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You're not going to find better people. Artists they are. That's right. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors today. 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. You can visit them online. PARoofPros.com. That's PARoofPros.com.
97.5 The Fanatic. Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Let's open it up and chat.
Wow. It was quick. I feel like I just sat down. We got more to say.
Final segment.
Yeah. Don't forget, Mikey Miss, coming up 2 o'clock. Let's sneak in a couple. Jack. What do you say, Jack? They're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Dan? What's up, Andrew?
Yo,
and I just got to tell you, I was all in at the beginning of the season with this team, the Phillies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went down. I bought a couple tickets to a few games. I spent some of my hard-earned money. And believe me, I regret it. I totally regret it. I went to one already. All right, we got lucky. We won that one, that the first game I went to. I got two more left in the bag over here that I got to go to. Believe me, I'm disgusted. And somebody's got to be held accountable for it. Somebody needs to be held accountable for what's going on with this team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, this is not the obligatory, we need a pound of flesh.
Somebody's got to be held accountable. I don't mean to cut you off, man. Nah. I'm just so aggravated. And I'm more than anything, I'm disappointed. That's what I am. I was all in with this team. I was all in. I was looking forward to it. I was like, wow, 08 again. Broad Street's going to be jamming. You know what I mean? And then, boom.
I thought it was, you know, Red October, part two. You know, yeah, we were going to relive the whole thing.
At least get close to.
Unfortunately, you can't say that. I hear you, man. Brother,
I don't disagree.
Jack, I hear you. I hear you. And they drive you to curse. Yes. The expletives come out tomorrow. He really said the sun comes out tomorrow. He's so crazy. He's just such a goof.
That's where we are right now, is looking forward to the sun coming up tomorrow.
All right, Gabe. Let's go to Jerome. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jerome!
What's up, cuz? What's up, Drew?
What's up, Jerome? Hey,
look, before I go off, I'm going to speak a little NBA real quick.
Yeah.
I kind of like, at first I was hoping Kawhi went to the Lakers, but after everything settled down and, by the Lakers grabbing Boogie and all that, I'm a little intrigued on how this battle's going to go now. I can't wait for the NBA season.
With
everybody going all over the place,
it's outrageous. It's awesome. It's unbelievable.
I'm gonna have to get the package,
cuz. You have to, cuz you know why? I mean, I don't want to miss a LeBron Kawhi regular season game.
I don't want to miss Utah. I mean, it's like so many teams. It's like, man, I can't wait.
Nah, it's awesome.
Football. Yeah. And just be glad after this crap is over with. Now I'm getting into my rant. When this crap is over with, we got something to look forward to. Cuz right now, it's no way in hell you going to tell me that if he can call from upstairs saying this is how the team's going to be run, who's calling? The same dudes that don't know how to bring up players? The same dudes that don't know how to scout players? Who's giving them information? Oh, don't do this. Don't. Gabe Kapler is the worst. I don't care what I've been saying it all year. I'm going to continue to say it. I'm sorry people wasted their money to see something you're not going to see. If Bryce Harper had to do this all over again, I don't think he'd be here. I'm sorry. Why would I come to this? These guys are in the hustle.
No
excuse for the lack of hustle. That falls on the coach. I'm sorry. Clint Tech or anybody could call down. But the coach is the one. Every day, he's there. You got to put a ton of fire in their butt. Be professionals.
Yeah.
What they came to see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. 16 runs?
I hear you, brother.
And it was 2-0. I'm like, all right, Phil.
Listen, I'm up against it. I'm going to give you FanFest tickets because it's a great rant. Just remember, the Mike Miss is up next at 2. Our handoff brought to you by Philadelphia Hand to Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more information, visit handtoshouldercenter.com. Everybody, listen, have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow. I know it's tough. But Mikey will get you through the next 4 hours. Keep it right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.